International Women's Day will be marked locally by new speakers at an annual celebration in Elora. Founder of Tampon Tuesday, Mandy Fields, will be joined by her friend from Egg Farmers Ontario, Annika Donkers-Stickney, at the Grandway Event Center. Tampon Tuesday, developed by Fields in 2009, aims to gather women to network, socialize, and retrieve donations of menstrual products for food banks. Donations to Tampon Tuesday are encouraged, or a monetary donation to the Center Wellington Food Bank. Fields says there was a distinct need for a type of program like this prior to Tampon Tuesday's inception.
And the food bank before Tampon Tuesday, they would say, how many tampons or pads do you need? And then they would quietly hand women a Ziploc bag with a couple of tampons or a couple of pads in it. That's all they had. They would have some budget to purchase items, but before Tampon Tuesday, nobody thought to donate them. I am very proud.
Now 16 years in, Fields says Tampon Tuesday aims to build collective community by helping those who need it, and ultimately sticking to their tagline, providing dignity one box at a time. Fields went on to say she hopes to use Tampon Tuesday's platform to amplify the voice of Donkers-Stickney and the entire farming community.
Annika and I, we met in the space of Women in Agriculture. It was another program I was working on at the time, and I met all of these phenomenal women in agriculture, and that's where Tampon Tuesday comes in. I was able to use the Tampon Tuesday program to draw attention specifically to these women in agriculture queens, like truly queens who are feeding this world.
Fields will also share an overarching message on this important day.
I think the message really will be keep your head down and help one another. Collective community at its best is what Tampon Tuesday does. We pull people together. We raise donations that are in the framework of tampons and pads, and these will be given to people we've never, ever met. That's what collective community is. It's empathy.
Tampon Tuesday often holds speaking events during which they give hardworking community organizations a shared platform. The group was also proudly a part of the movement to remove taxes from menstrual products. Speakers highlight the event that runs 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.